The new year is almost here. Time to make some resolutions, Geek This Style. My name is Dave Clements. This is a podcast where we geek out about some of our favorite things, and specifically movies and comic books. And today I'm going to be doing what is one of the geekiest things and most popular things to do on the internet right now. I'm going to make a list. Now, this is a different kind of list. It's not a top 10 list, but before I go any further, let me explain where I got this from. I actually got this idea. I'm going to steal this idea from David Arrington over at the Helix Reviews podcast. And you can check out a link to that in the description in your podcast player, or you can go to geekthispodcast.com/76 for all of the links that I talk about. So for the past couple of years, David Arrington, who, like I said, hosts Helix Reviews, he has put together a list of 12 things that he wants to experience before his next birthday. Now, my birthday isn't until April, and it's late in the year, so I thought, why not make it an end of the year kind of celebration of what's to come? We usually have our anticipation episodes. This is similar, but this is different because all of the things I'm going to talk about in this episode are things that have already been released that I'm going to have to basically travel back in time to check out. They're experiences that I've missed out on, I guess you could say. So I don't think any of these things are new. Nothing is being released out of these. So, 12 things representing 12 months in the year, and it just makes sense, right? Also, another stipulation that David kind of put on himself was that I don't have to complete all of these things. It's just a list of things I want to do, and they can roll over into the next year, and I'll talk more about that at the end of the episode. These are just things I want to check out by the end, or by roughly this time in 2018. All right, the list is in no particular order, and I've explained it way too much. I think you catch the drift here. So let's go ahead and get started with number one. I want to rewatch all of the MCU leading up to Infinity War. After the release of the Infinity War trailer, somebody posted an image that showed if you watched every movie of the MCU, just one movie every week, I do believe it was one movie every week, you can watch all of them by the time Infinity War hits the theaters in May. And I was like, challenge accepted. And I talked to my wife, and she's going to do this with me because she's missed out on a few of the movies, whereas I have watched every single one at least a couple times. And, I thought this would be fun for us, kind of a bonding kind of thing where she gets to get sucked into my world just a little bit more. And I also get a refresher course as to where everything started and where it's going for Infinity War. So I think that's pretty awesome. And my wife's pretty awesome for wanting to join me with it. Number two, the Alien franchise. So as a kid, I wasn't allowed to watch horror movies. So in a way, I'm kind of making up for that now that I'm 30. And since Alien is such a talked about franchise, not just in horror, but in science fiction, I decided that I wanted to watch the entire franchise. Now, I have watched the first two films, Alien and Aliens, and I've also watched Prometheus and Alien Covenant. So I have a few movies to watch in there. And I do think I'm going to throw in the Predator films because you have Alien versus Predator, tied in there. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Please feel free to comment if you think maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. I've not watched any of those. So, yeah, number two is the Alien franchise. Number three, I want to start reading a new comic book publisher. Can't talk. A new comic book publisher semi-regularly. Originally, I wanted this to be regularly, but I have a hard time following the comic books regularly. Where this started was I realized over the last year that I'm kind of stuck in a rut when it comes to reading comic books. I'm reading a lot of Marvel. I'm reading a lot of DC, and that is used to be like an 85 to 15 split percentage wise. But now it's starting to balance out and I might even be reading a little bit more DC. So I want to expand my knowledge of different publishers, and so I haven't decided who, but I'm thinking Image, you know, Dynamite is another one. Valiant, I've heard is a good publisher to check out. They have some really good books. So that is something I'm going to tackle. And if you have suggestions for a book I should start reading and read that from beginning to where it currently sits, please, you know, let me know. That would be fantastic. That would be a great little addition to the experience. There is knowing that somebody actually likes what I'm reading, and you know, I like your opinion. I like your recommendations. Now, number four is something that I'm kind of stealing from David Arrington also, because I found it fascinating when I was listening to some older episodes, some that too old, but just, you know, in the past couple months or so, he's been going through the American Film Institute top 100 and watching them and reviewing them. And I thought, man, that's a pretty cool idea. Because as much as I love movies, I couldn't call myself a film buff. There are so many that I haven't seen. And in a way, I feel a little ashamed of calling myself a fan of film, because I've kind of stuck myself into this box of superhero movies primarily because of the podcast. So expect to see that expand. You've seen it a little bit with, you know, a review of It, that was kind of expanding the podcast a little bit. But the plan is to watch these AFI movies on this list and review them. The only stipulation I'm personally making is if I've seen it already, I'm not going to rewatch it. That may change, but as of right now, there are 100 movies to get to in a year on top of everything else. So I'm trying to cut down exactly what I'm watching. Plus, there's a lot of stuff that I'm actually watching on this list, and you'll see more as we go. But already I'm in pretty deep when it comes to the amount that I have to watch. It's going to be a very big undertaking. So speaking of movies, number five is I want to watch the film Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. For whatever reason, this movie keeps coming up in different movie lists. It's on Amazon Video right now, and I keep adding it to my watch list, whether that's on Netflix or Amazon or wherever I can find it. I always add it to my list because it's one of those movies where I'm like, I keep seeing you. I need to watch you. And 2018 is going to be the year that I do it. I might even do it before then. It just depends. And come on, Robert Downey Jr. and Val Kilmer. Come on. I've definitely got to watch this movie. Number six, The Exorcist. Just standing here recording, I'm starting to get the sweats, starting to get the shakes, because I've got that mental image of that, like, that image of Linda Blair, and, you know, freaks me out a little bit. but I'm going to force myself to watch this. This goes back to kind of that whole, I wasn't allowed to watch horror movies when I was younger, making up for it kind of thing. So we'll see how this goes. I might need somebody to sit next to me and hold my hand and cover my eyes during the really scary parts. So I'm just kidding. I'm watching it during the day though. Yeah. Yeah. 'Cause I'm a chicken. Number seven, speaking of horror movies that I've not watched, this one is kind of a cheat because I've watched some of this movie, The Shining. I've not finished the movie. I can't remember what happened. It was one of those things where I was watching it late at night, and which wasn't bad. I think maybe it went off of Netflix or something like that. I don't remember. So, I feel bad because I haven't seen it, and it's kind of one of those classic movies. And I don't think this is in the AFI 100. I didn't see it, but it very well may be. Whatever. I'm going to finish The Shining. Number eight, Fargo. I started watching the Fargo TV series that's on, I believe, FX. I watched it on Hulu. I started watching that earlier this year, and I've watched maybe two, maybe three episodes. And then it dawned on me, I've not actually sat down and watched the movie. I think I did start it at one time, but having kids, it's hard to watch some of these movies. So I have to wait until, you know, they go to bed. Same thing with my wife. She's not real interested in some of these movies. Fargo, from what I understand, is pretty violent. I mean, the TV show is pretty violent, so she's probably out there. But I don't know. I like William H. Macy, and I don't know. I think this could be, it'll be a good experience for me to watch this movie. It's a classic. In some households, it's a classic. Number nine, Mr. Robot. Now, I have watched season one of Mr. Robot, and it was entertaining. It was disturbing. I really, really enjoyed it, especially from the whole net neutrality thing that's currently going on. It's kind of one of those shows that's pretty edgy and very interesting to me. And I've been meaning to watch season two, so I can watch season three. But I still have to watch season two. And so 2018, it's on my list here. But one thing I did think of is, if you're not a conspiracy theorist after watching, or, you know, before you watch season one, you might be after season two. It's a paranoid kind of show. So it's going to be a fun watch. Interested to see what happens to the characters and things like that. Number 10, The Walking Dead. Now, this is a twofer, but it's taking up one spot on my list. You may remember a couple of years ago, I actually dropped out of watching The Walking Dead because it was messing with me emotionally and psychologically, which sounds like a cop out. But I quit reading the comic books because it just got to be too much. And this was years ago. When things started getting like super violent, this is before Negan and all of that stuff. So I dropped out and I decided that I was just going to walk away from it. And not long after that, I walked away from the TV show more because it wasn't very good. It wasn't holding my interest. I got so bored with it. The timing and the pacing was just so slow that I couldn't sit there and watch it anymore. Now I'm in a better emotional and psychological state, I guess. So I'm going to go ahead and give it a try. I'm going to go ahead and try catching up on the comic books, which I believe there are a buttload of out there. And I'm going to try and catch up to the current season. I do believe I watched season 4 and season 5. I'm not 100% sure. I think I'm finishing season 4, and the more I think about it. It's kind of one of those things that people talk about it. And then actually at my local movie theater, they show The Walking Dead at the theater totally free every Sunday night, you know, during the regular season. So I was like, it would be really cool to catch up and then just be able to, go in and, you know, watch an episode or a season, right there on the big screen. I think that's just really cool. A tub of popcorn, a Coke in your lap, you know, something fun like that. So I think this whole list is a huge undertaking and probably way more than I'm going to be able to get to, in next year, but it's a list and darn it, I'm going to try my best here. Number 11, Hannibal. We have Amazon Prime Video, and to be honest, I wasn't really impressed with the selection because there was a lot of stuff that I was like, yeah, I could watch that on Netflix or I could watch it on Hulu. There wasn't anything on there that looked great that they were offering. And then I happened upon Hannibal. Now, Hannibal I do believe it was on NBC when it first started. And for whatever reason, they either canceled it or it ended after the third season. I'm not totally sure. So I went ahead and I started watching it. I am currently halfway through season 2. And the more I thought about it, I was like, this kind of opens up the entire lore and mythology behind Hannibal Lecter. And so after finishing season 3, I'm going to watch all of the Hannibal Lecter films and hopefully read the books or listen to the audiobooks. I kind of want that full source material kind of vibe going on. Also, the TV show is fantastic. It's gruesome in some ways. But it's very intriguing and very dark and very, it's just really, really interesting. So if you have Amazon and you're okay with, you know, serial killers and the things that they do to people, which sounds like a really, really strange thing to say, please go check that out. I'm, like I said, halfway through season 2 and I just cannot get enough. If I could, I would hold myself up and watch it. I would binge watch it. It's really that good. All right. Number 12, the final one on the list. 24. I know you're probably going, wait, what? You never watched 24? No, I think I skipped out on 24 because Prison Break was on at that time. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I have my timelines mixed up there, but to be totally honest, 24 never really looked that good to me. And if I'm even more honest, this was suggested to me by my brother-in-law over Thanksgiving. And I rarely take suggestions from him for my entertainment because we differ. I have very strong opinions about movies and he's very go with the flow. Siri wants to talk to me. Nope. Sorry. I did not say Siri. Anyway, my brother, what the heck? It's cursed. My brother-in-law suggested 24 and I decided, you know what? I will go ahead and take you up on this offer. Not really an offer, but just he made a suggestion and I didn't want to be rude. So I'm going to watch it since we have Amazon and that's where I can watch it. I'm going to watch the first season. When the first season is over, if I like it, I'm going to continue to watch whatever else there is. I do believe there is like a made for TV movie and maybe another like season of 24. So I don't know. I think the concept is interesting that one episode takes place in kind of real time, 1 hour. And then the whole first season takes place in a day. I find it interesting. We'll see how that turns out. So yeah, 24 is my 12th item on the list here. So that's going to be it. That's a list of 12 things for 2018. And I hope I get around to them. I know that it is a massive list. If you think about all of the time that it's going to take to accomplish all of this, on top of all of the other movies that are coming out, Infinity War and Black Panther and all of the other stuff that is coming out in 2018. I'm trying to stay on top of that while staying on top of this list. So it's, yeah, huge undertaking. Probably going to overload myself. I'm probably going to scream. Now, something that David Arrington did when he did his list was the following year, he would go back over the list and basically say, this is what I completed. This is what I didn't. I might do something like that. I haven't totally decided and I have a year to figure that out. You will see some of my progress though, because some of these things, primarily the movies, especially the AFI 100, they are going to be, they're going to be episodes, eventually, reviews, hopefully some conversations with friends and other people that have seen these movies. And hopefully there will be more kind of crossovers going on next year with the podcast, because I want to grow this a little bit and really have more discussions with you as a community. And, if you happen to check this out when I live streamed it on Facebook, which I'm currently doing as I record, which I might end up doing regularly. It depends on the response that I get. I really want to start more conversations with the community because I think kind of putting myself in this bubble of only watching superhero films and reading comic books, it limits me. And that's why I always had the other hosts, David, Adam, Mike. That's why they were always around, because you get more than one perspective and you also have their interests. Mike is into horror, but he's also into like 90s and 80s, like nostalgia, especially 90s stuff. Adam is the music guy and he's also into video games. David is into video games, but he's also like our historian, like he's our comic book guy, and I'm just kind of a generalist. But for the sake of the podcast, I've tried to narrow down what we talk about so it's not this huge, broad, crazy range. So anyway, that's maybe just a little bit of a rabbit trail that I'm getting off on, but yeah, hopefully this list for 2018 really expands where the podcast is going to go. And it expands me as a person, as somebody that loves entertainment and loves film. That's why there are a lot of movies and TV shows, because I'm very interested in this stuff. I love seeing how it's made and I love understanding why people like and dislike these things. And that's why another reason why I took my brother-in-law's suggestion of a TV show instead of going, meh, nah, doesn't look good. I'm gonna suck it up. I'm gonna watch that first season, and who knows, I might like it. So, that is gonna do it for this episode of Geek This. If you have a list of things that you want to share, you can do it in the comments for the episode show notes at geekthispodcast.com/76. You can also comment on the post for this on Facebook, or you can hit me or the podcast up on Twitter. The podcast is Geek This Podcast on Twitter, and I am Mr. Dave Clements on Twitter. So yeah, you can let me know what you thought there. And, you know, maybe we'll add your list next year, as part of a community effort. How's that? All right. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you could leave a review on whichever platform you're listening on, in your podcast app, that would be fantastic. It encourages me to make more episodes and keep them consistent. And it also lets me know what you like and dislike about the podcast. Before I totally close everything out here, don't forget, I am doing a year-end giveaway, and all you have to do to enter is go fill out the survey. It's a listener survey. It just lets us know what we're doing good, what we're not doing good, and what you think about the podcast. Also just some general specifics about, you know, how you listen and things like that. Just go check it out. Go to geekthispodcast.com/survey17. And all you got to do is fill that out and you're entered. And I will announce the winner on the very first episode of 2018, which is January 3rd. So make sure you get your name in there as soon as you're listening to this. There will be a link in the show notes. All right, that is going to do it. I will talk to you all next week when hopefully I record and review my Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi episode. Until then, I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks. Bye.